Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. We are extremely fortunate to have His Grace Ramgirdhari Prabhuji here with us today. And Prabhuji will be enlightening us by walking us through Srimad Bhagavatam 4.24.17. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, are you there on the call right now?
Hare Krishna, yes.
Oh, my apologies, Prabhuji. I just didn't recognize the name it was showing. So, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. And then with pranam, all glory to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you for giving us this opportunity, your valuable conversation this morning. Without further ado, I would like to hand over the call to you. Hare Krishna.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayana Namastyam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamutiraye Ashtaprayeshu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevayam Bhagavati Uttamashloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. So, the verse is 70th verse from 24th chapter of 4th canto. Tam evatmanam atmastam sarva bhute shavastitam puchyatvam granantascha jayantas chaksharat dharim. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Therefore, O sons of the King, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, is situated in everyone's heart. He is also within your hearts. Therefore, chant the glories of the Lord and always meditate upon Him continuously. The word asakrit is significant. For it means not just for a few minutes but continuously. That is the instruction given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Sikshashtaka. Kirtaniya Sada Harihi. The holy name of the Lord should be chanted 24 hours daily. Therefore, in this Krishna consciousness movement, we request the devotees to chant at least 16 rounds on their beads daily. Actually, one has to chant 24 hours daily, just like Thakur Haridas, who was chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra 300,000 times daily. Indeed, he had no other business. Some of the Goswamis, like Raghunath Das Goswami, were also chanting very rigidly and also offering obeisances very rigidly. As stated in Srinivasacharya's prayer to the six Goswamis, Shad Goswami Ashtaka, Sankhya Purvaka Namagananati Bhi Kala Vasani Kritau. The word Sankhya Purvaka means maintaining a numeral strength. Not only was Raghunath Das Goswami chanting the holy name of the Lord, but he was also offering obeisances in the same prolific numbers. Because the princes were ready to enter some severe austerity in order to worship the Lord, Lord Shiva advised them constantly chant of and meditate upon the Supreme Personality of God. It is significant that Lord Shiva personally offered his prayers to the Supreme Personality of God, just as he was taught by his father. Lord Brahma. Similarly, he was also preaching to the princes according to the parampara system. One, not only should practice the instructions received from the spiritual master, but should also distribute this knowledge to one's disciples. The word Atmanam, Atmastam, Sarva Bhuteshu Avastitam are also significant. The personality of Godhead is the origin of all living entities, because the living entities are parts and parcels of the Lord, He is the Father of all of them. One can search out the Supreme Lord very easily within one's heart, for He is situated in every living entity's heart. In this verse, the process of worshipping the Lord is considered to be very easy and complete, for anyone can sit down anywhere and in any condition of life and simply chant the holy names of the Lord. By chanting and hearing, one automatically engages in meditation. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Tammevatmanam Atmastam Sarva Bhute Shravastitam Pujyadvam Vrinantascha Jayantascha Chakradharim. Therefore, O sons of the King, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, is situated in everyone's heart. He is also within your hearts. Therefore, chant the glories of the Lord and always meditate upon Him continuously. The context that we are in is where Lord Shiva just concluded his instruction or his direction to this princess, and these instructions that Lord Shiva had given, Srila Prabhupada says, they are authentic and bona fide, and it is very fortunate on the part of Prachetas that they got such a wonderful guide. In our devotional life, to have somebody who acts as a very good guide is a blessing. And when somebody have that guide speaks, applies what he preaches, and he is very exemplary and to get somebody who is practicing what he is preaching is all the more rare. So if we have been blessed with a devotees association who not only preaches but also practices, or vice versa, we can consider ourselves very, very, very fortunate. And we should take advantage of them in our advancement in Krishna consciousness. I want to give you a statistics. It's not a established number, but this is just a very approximate and a high level perspective. In ISKCON, we have close to 250,000 children. And we have close to, say, doubled or three times the congregation devotees and well-wishers. Let's consider this an approximate number, but then whatever number I'm saying is definitely less than what the actual is. Because this data is maybe 4 or 5 years old. Things have changed since then. But a very alarming situation is all the devotee parents, children, are not becoming devotees. And if you analyze, only 50% of devotees' parents, children are becoming devotees. And the remaining 50% who are not becoming devotees or who are not taking up Krishna consciousness, 50% of them, they didn't take up Krishna consciousness because of the hypocrisy of the parents. So Srila Prabhupada is writing here that Lord Shiva gave a very good advice and also personally practiced what he is preaching. It is very easy to give a very good Bhagavatam class, but it's very difficult to live by that. Daksha, when he mocked, when he humiliated Lord Shiva, out of envy, Daksha humiliated Lord Shiva like anything, saying that you are unclean, you know, not socially fit. He gave various abuses. Fourth canto, second chapter is 70% of the second chapter is about, or maybe 30% of the second chapter is about Daksha's allegation on Lord Shiva, and he justifies that allegation. But we had read further down how Lord Shiva was not only a devotee by his consciousness, by his preaching, by his practices also he was a devotee. And when describing about Kailash, Brahma is taking all of them to Kailash. And when Brahma took everybody to Kailash, Sukadeva Goswami is giving a wonderful description about Kailash. Sukadeva Goswami is saying that he was explaining this where Brahma is taking them and Brahma is showing the beauty of Kailash, the opulence of Kailash, the wonder of Kailash. And if anybody is having a common sense, can understand, if a person is so rich, so opulent, so enjoying, could have lived a completely different life. But Lord Shiva chose to live a very humble, simple, an austere life, never been attached to all the possessions. He tried to utilize everything on the Supreme Lord's service. So my first reflection is about the principle of practice what we preach. This Kali Yuga is the age of quarrel and hypocrisy, and it's very easy for us to be a hypocrite. But it's very important, as well as it is very difficult for us to give up that hypocrisy. So Lord Shiva is such a very wonderful association for this Prachetas that he made sure that the purpose for which these Prachetas are going, they are properly directed and they don't try to waste their time in penances in doing something external and temporary. So Lord Shiva on his own approached Prachetas rather than Prachetas finding Lord Shiva. So technically speaking, it was Lord Shiva's initiative of going and approaching. And this initiative is facilitated by Paramatma. So Prabhupada is talking about Paramatma, who is sitting in the heart, and he is watching over all our actions. So when we are having sincere desire to practice Krishna consciousness, and if the desire is genuine, if the desire is deep, the desire is not just a sporadic spurt, but it is a consistent, continuous one, then Krishna facilitates by sending a proper guide. And from that point in time, it is up to the individual practitioner to take advantage of that guide and move forward. It is explained that anarthas are of four categories. One category of the anartha is called bhaktiyatota. There are four types: duskritota, shukritota, apradota, and bhaktiyatota. And the anarthas caused from the byproducts of bhakti is something that we need to be wary about. Anarthas of past sinful activities, we do not have control. Anarthas because of past pious activities, we do not have control. I mean, we have control, but we cannot go, we cannot complain about it because it is something that we did in the past. We need to take it up, handle it, purify them. But anarthas caused because of our aparad, offenses, and anarthas caused because of the effects of doing the results of bhakti. What are the results of bhakti that is being spoken about? Name, fame, followers, appreciation. So, extremely important for us. To live by the principles and not be an hypocrite. One who restrains the senses of action, but whose mind dwells on the sense objects, certainly deludes himself and is called a pretender. This is Krishna's instruction to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. The state of pretending to be a better than one is called hypocrisy. This hypocrisy is a very palatable but contagious as well. The reason it is palatable is what you are outside, nobody is going to go inside, they are only going to look at outside. But Krishna does the other way around. We might need to oversensitize this as we move forward in Krishna consciousness. I encourage and wish such topics which has got impact on our character development be discussed on a regular basis and a very detailed introspective level. We can have one whole session exclusively on hypocrisy, but then I do not want to digress from the main context over here. So hence my first reflection that I would like to submit, because all of you are very wonderfully, nicely practicing Krishna consciousness. So we have been blessed with the wonderful association. We do have sincere preachers who are ready to guide us, like Lord Shiva is guiding. So let us be sincere in our own personal practice based on what we were guided. And we in turn go and preach to our fellow friends and neighbors and dependents. And very importantly, we need to make sure that we are practicing what we are preaching and not be a hypocrite. The second reflection is, here Lord is saying about Kirtaniya Sadahari. This Kirtaniya Sadahari is a very profound statement. Because for us, it is very easy to say that I am a devotee. And Haridas Thakur is giving an explanation of who is actually a devotee. And he is giving three definitions. A Vaishnava is the one who chants Hare Krishna only once. A person is called more exalted Vaishnava if one chants continuously. A person is called most exalted Vaishnava if just by looking at a devotee, one can chant Hare Krishna. Just by the darshan of the devotee, he is remembered and he is glorifying the Supreme Lord. Srila Prabhupada writes how Haridas Thakur, Raghunath Das Goswami, all of them are encouraging us to regularly chant. In the Nectar of Instruction, verse number 5, purport, Srila Prabhupada is saying this. Everyone begins his devotional life from the neophyte stage. But if one properly finishes chanting the prescribed number of rounds of Harinama, he is elevated step by step to the highest platform, Uttamadhikari. The Krishna consciousness movement prescribes 16 rounds daily because people in the Western countries cannot concentrate for long periods while chanting on beads. Therefore, the minimum number of rounds is prescribed. However, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura used to say that unless one chants at least 64 rounds of japa, 100,000 names, he is considered fallen, patita. According to his calculation, practically every one of us is fallen. But because we are trying to serve the Supreme Lord with all seriousness and without duplicity, we can expect the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is famous as Patita Pavana, the deliverer of fallen. Such a profound set of points that Srila Prabhupada has mentioned. We are supposed to chant continuously and eventually elevate us to Uttamadhikari. That is the standard, that is the expectation that Srila Prabhupada has set. But in addition to that, Srila Prabhupada is making a very interesting assessment of where we stand as of now. So Prabhupada is saying that because we are materially engrossed, our consciousness may not be stable enough for us to do Kirtaniya Sadahari. So hence, even though we may be a patita, according to our Purvas Acharyas, because their standard is 64 rounds a day, which is 8 to 10 hours of minimum chanting. And Haridas Thakur is triple the times, 300,000. So, Srila Prabhupada is using those words. According to his calculation, practically every one of us is fallen. But because we are trying to serve the Supreme Lord with all seriousness and without duplicity, we can expect the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, my second reflection is about how we not only chant continuously, we also maintain non-duplicious and serious attitude. So, if you generally ask everybody, Prabhu, how's your Krishna consciousness? He said, Prabhu, it's going on, somehow managing. So, Prabhu, how about taking up little more seriously, little more committed? Prabhu, no, Prabhu, I'm so busy nowadays, you know. A lot of work, office, travel, commuting. Now, all of us are given an opportunity to challenge our own mind and intelligence, which was cheating us. It may definitely be accepted to 30% that we would have been busy. The remaining 70% is only a story. Because we do not have interest because we have not developed the taste in the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, we have been giving some excuse to ourselves and we have been justifying, giving a rationalizing to ourselves, saying that how we should be excused and we are not part of this rigorous group. We will have separate time to do this. So we had the good fortune of discussing about the glories of the holy name. And in the last 20 days, still the seminar is on. Every day we have been doing from 23rd of March. So we have been discussing about the glories of the holy name in the framework of Harinam Chintamani. It's a very detailed study on the whole science of holy name. Haridas Thakur is giving very wonderful insights about this chanting of the holy name of the Lord. He says, if anyone chants, he's telling about primary names of the Lord and secondary names of the Lord. He said, if somebody chants the primary names of the Lord, Krishna, Rama, Govinda, Madhusudana, Trivikrama, Ramana, Mukunda, Murari, Narasimha, they're all primary names of the Lord, which directly refers to the Supreme Lord as a person. And he also talks about the secondary names of the Lord. And as a part of our chanting, he is encouraging, if somebody chants the primary names of the Lord, then this primary name can mitigate all the kleshas, all the unnecessary things that have been acquired for such a long time. He's saying even Namabhas means if somebody has got some glow, some inspiration, some blessings, so that he can chant without offenses, even though he does not chant Shuddha Naam, even though he does not chant the holy name of the Lord in a very pure state, the holy name has got the power and potency to completely transform our consciousness by purifying all the acquired unwanted things in the heart. He's saying, if I can speak a little technical here, there are four kinds of Namabhas. Actually, this Nam Aparad, Nam Abhas, Shuddha Nam, Nam Aparad, which means offenses to the holy name, is something that we need to be definitely focusing on and give it up. So Haridas Thakur says, if somebody chants for 100,000 names, but if he's still chanting with offenses, he will not get pure love of Godhead. So whilst we read this instruction of Srila Prabhupada over here, of asakrit, not just few minutes, but continuously, kirtaniya sadahari, we should also be trying to do them by avoiding offenses. There's a second aspect that Prabhupada is talking about in terms of count and numbers. We'll come to that. So, the four kinds of namabhas, he's saying, where a person, whether he is just hinting, it's called Sanketa Namabhas. If somebody is joking, I mean, they are just joking about the holy name, but they are actually not referring to the actual holy name. It's called Parihasa. And third is called mocking. Even if somebody is just mocking, it's called Stoba. And number fourth is called Hela, inattention and contempt. And Haridas Thakur is explaining, when we chant, even if we chant with any one of these four categories, and he's saying it in the terms of least to the most, basically, he says, if somebody chants the holy name of the Lord, even without understanding the power of the holy name of the Lord, even without realizing the holy name of the Lord that he is chanting, the holy name gives an effect. I would not get into the whole technicalities of this. It's a separate topic again. But what I want to indicate is that when we chant continuously, when we try to take an endeavor, so we need to make sure that we avoid offenses to the holy name and then chant. So as a part of my second reflection, I would like to mention four points. Number one, chant as recommended by Srila Prabhupada here, with seriousness and without duplicity. And number two, chant by avoiding the holy name of the Lord. I'm sorry, by avoiding the offenses to the holy name of the Lord. By avoiding nama parad. And number three, chant a fixed number of rounds. So it is continuous consistency should be shown. Suddenly one day I chant 64 rounds and few weeks I don't chant is not what Srila Prabhupada is encouraging, and that is also not our Vaishnava Acharya's desire. So it is explained that even Mahaprabhu used to count. Mahaprabhu in his ways, even when he was doing the kirtan, in his waist there used to be a counting bead. He used to keep counting the number of rounds he chants. And this is purely to help us to come to the stage of sadhana. Because sadhana bhakti means that which is quantitatively measured and quantitatively assessed. And the fourth aspect of this chanting process is when we chant the holy name of the Lord, so when we chant the holy name of the Lord, we need to ensure that we are also distributing the holy name of the Lord. Because Yare Deka Tarakaha Krishna Upadesa. So these four aspects will help us improve in our devotional sentiments. So the third reflection is about the Lord within the heart as Paramatma. Prabhupada writes, the words Atmanam Atmastam Sarva Bhuteshu Avastitam. So he says that the Supreme Lord is present in our heart and he will give us company. His Holiness Sachinandan Maharaj, in one of the seminars he mentioned, that two eyes are always watching you. And he mentioned that please don't think that you can cheat. Please don't think that nobody know about it. He says, two eyes are always watching. And Krishna says this to Arjuna. Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hridayeshu Arjuna Tishtati. So I am sitting in the heart as Paramatma and I am witnessing all your actions. Brahmayam Sarva Bhutani Yantra Rudani Mayaya. Your body is just a machine. And you are under the spell of materialistic energy. I sit inside and give the directions. How I give directions? Upadrishta Anumantacha Bharta Bhokta Maheshwaraha. I becoming your witness, as well as sanctioneer, as well as your friend, as well as the benefactor, and I am the Supreme Lord. And when we chant and call out his name, he's sitting next to us, customized, personalized version. Each and every one of us have got a personalized Krishna. It is not just the gopis used to have Krishna personally dancing with them. Even for us, Krishna has given such privilege. But here in case of all of us as practicing devotees, he does not come and play flute and stand and dance with us. He can, if he wish. But as of now, he sits as Paramatma and ready to travel with us all over the place, whichever, you know, species we are going to become. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport of 8th canto, 3rd chapter, text number 1, in the Gajendra Moksha pastime, he explains that because Raja Indradyumna used to regularly offer his prayers, he he could remember the prayer even after he became an animal in the next life. So Prabhupada says, we encourage all our students . It is imperative, therefore, that all devotees in Krishna consciousness practice chanting some mantra. Certainly, one should chant the Hare Krishna mantra, which is the Maha mantra or great mantra, and also one should practice chanting Chintamani, Prakrashatmu, or Narsingha Stotra, etc. Every devotee should practice in order to chant some mantra perfectly, so that even though he may be imperfect in spiritual consciousness in this life, in his next life, he will not forget Krishna consciousness, even if he becomes an animal. And Prabhupada writes that he is under the direction of the Supreme Lord. As I mentioned in one of the earlier classes, Krishna can be realized in 5 different swarupa. Paraswarupa, the Lord in Goloka Vrindavan Dham. Vaibhava Swarupa, the Lord can be realized through his pastimes. Antaryami Swarupa, Lord as Paramatma within us. Vigraha Swarupa, as deities. Nama Swarupa, as holy name. Paraswarupa of the Lord, to realize the Lord as in the Goloka Vrindavan Dham, it is not our cup of milk, our cup of tea, whatever you may call it as. It's not today's agenda. Definitely at some point in time we need to realize. Vaibhava Swarupa, can we see Krishna through his pastimes? For us, pastimes are just stories. But for self-realized souls, pastimes are revelations. They see Krishna through pastimes. So again, that is not meant for a sadhaka. Vigraha Swarupa, do we see Krishna in the deity form? Again, not everybody could see Krishna in the deity form. They see some object. But what realization we get as a deity is a subjective one. But the remaining 2, Antaryami Swarupa and Nama Swarupa, these are all 2 things that we as practicing devotees, we will be easily able to experience them. So Krishna, in the text number 61 of 18th chapter, was talking about Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam. But just before, few verses before, he explains how one should remember the Supreme Lord as Paramatma, one who is sitting within, one who is realizing the Supreme Lord as one who is sitting within. So this customized, tailor-made version, personalized version of the Supreme Lord, that facility we should take advantage. And Srila Prabhupada says that a person whose knowledge is illuminated, who has got a bona fide spiritual master, he should remember that the spiritual master is a representative of Paramatma. If we are not able to recognize, realize experience, identify Paramatma within us, the spiritual master is a representative. So what Paramatma wants to communicate, he communicates to us through Guru as well as sadhus. So I would like to say this, that we are blessed to have such a wonderful arrangement of the Supreme Lord personally helping us by sending self-realized soul and this support, it is available to us in a very rare opportunity. So we should all be latching onto them. Our Parampara Acharyas, as Prabhupada mentioned, have been demonstrating them. Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Natibihi. Whatever they have been doing it, they have been doing it systematically, religiously, with accountability. Not just haphazard, or you know, in a, what we say in Hindi, anap shanap. Not just whimsically. So we should take advantage of this parampara. We should take advantage of this wonderful sangha. And make progress in Krishna consciousness. So to summarize our understanding, the reflections, we had three reflections. The first reflection was about how we should not be an hypocrite. We should be a genuine practitioner in Krishna consciousness, because this is the rarest opportunity for somebody to take advantage, where we have a guide and the guide is helping us. So we should be careful about a hypocrite, as well as we should not be one, and that way we can make progress in Krishna consciousness. The second reflection, we said four aspects about it. Number one, one should be consistent and continuous, as Prabhupada is talking about, doing Kirtaniya Sada Hari, not sporadically, suddenly chants, no rounds and suddenly chants too many number of rounds. Of course, this is, how much ever you chant is good, but then we should somewhere or other stabilize and be consistent. And we should also try to increase, especially whenever we have an opportunity. We need to remember that our initiation vows is not 16 rounds. Our initiation vows were minimum 16 rounds. So we can always try and encourage ourselves to chant more. And second aspect of the, second point is, we need to also make sure that we chant without duplicity and with all seriousness, as Prabhupada mentions in Nectar of Instruction purport. And third, avoid nama aparada. And fourth is, we need to help others take up chanting. We spoke a little bit on the technicalities of primary name, secondary name and nama bhas. At least, we understand that we have got a jewel, Chintamani. The third reflection that we discussed was about how Paramatma is sitting in our heart personalized, available with us and helping us, sanctioning us, witnessing us, watching over us. So it is something that we should be noting it very clearly, and we cannot cheat. One time there was a devotee by name Jagat Bandhu Prabhu. Sorry, Jagat Sakshur Prabhu. I personally heard this past time from him. So the Jagat Sakshur Prabhu, on the day of his initiation, the day before, so he said that he had a weakness towards milk sweets, or any sweets for that matter. So he personally shared this publicly. So that's why I'm, you know, sharing this past time. He said that because of his weakness towards sweets, he couldn't control. So he used to go and steal from the DT room the sweets, milk sweets or sweets made for the DTs. So the day before the initiation also, he happened to go and pick up some sweets that were kept in the DT room. I mean, he wouldn't consider whether it is offered or not offered. It's very elite. So, next day was initiation. There were around 20 devotees who were initiated on that day. So, Srila Prabhupada was giving initiation beads and names to one person. And when he gave the beads to Jagat Chakshur Prabhu, he said, "Your name is Jagat Chakshur Das, which means the Lord who has got a universal vision and nobody can cheat Krishna." So he said, that's the last day I ever, you know, thought of even doing something only for my name. Srila Prabhupada, you know, explained as if Prabhupada knew what my weakness and what my challenges were. So hence Krishna is sitting in the heart as Paramatma and is helping us, personalized help. So let us take advantage of them. So I was told to also talk about a little bit of Shyamanand Prabhu, but I'm not sure if I have time to do that. So because it's already 7:23, so sorry that I couldn't accommodate. But there's a very interesting pastime of Shyamanand Prabhu, whose disappearance day was on 7th of April. Sorry, 8th of April. Sorry, appearance day was on 8th of April. So Shyamanand Prabhu is one of the profound devotee in Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, and Hriday Chaitanya accepted him as his disciple, and basically Shyamanand Prabhu is one of the famous leelas where he got one of the ankle bells pile of Srimati Radharani. Actually, one day in Vrindavan, he found one single ankle bell lying down. So he was holding on to it and went everywhere to find out who the owner of that is. And when Shyamananda Pandit was blessed to take darshan of Srimati Radharani through one of her concerts, so he was transformed to one of the gopis and he was taken into the personal quarters of Srimati Radharani to have given the ankle bells, because he wouldn't give it to anybody else. And Srimati Radhani personally placed her lotus feet on his forehead and blessed him. So he is one of the contemporary of Srinivasacharya Narottam Das Thakur, and distributed and preached the holy name of the Lord and the literatures of our Goswamis all over Bengal and Orissa. So because of the lack of time, we can always talk about him more and more. I would just end here by glorifying him and saying that we have wonderful acharyas in our movement who have given us very nice sets of instructions through their literatures. So we should take advantage of them and make necessary progress. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. If there are any questions or comments, we can discuss.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavad Pranam. Thank you, Prabhuji. I have two doubts, Prabhu. The last story that you told about Shamananda Pandit was when Srimati Radharani placed her feet or the ankle bell on the forehead, on his forehead, is the reason that how we got our tilak, tilak on our forehead, Tulsi Maharani and those lines? So that's my first doubt, Prabhu.
Okay, so actually, the whole Chaitanya tree is called, it's a Chaitanya tree, and ISKCON is one of the branch. And similarly, there is a group, there is a branch, there is a bona fide practitioners who are following Shyamananda Prabhu. And they wear a slightly different tilaka. I'm not sure if you have seen in Vrindavan, their tilaka comes all the way till, slightly till the middle of the nose. So their tilaka is to represent what Radharani has actually imprinted there. In our own case also, it is considered as the imprint of the Lord's lotus feet. So the tilak what we wear is the Lord's lotus feet and Tulsi in his lotus feet as our mark of respect towards our master. So it is not, I don't know if it is about Srimati Radharani's lotus feet imprint, but I know for sure there is this Lord's Krishna's lotus feet imprint, and we should definitely it is said that every devotee should mark his body with this tilak all the time.
Thank you, Prabhu, for that. The second thing that you have mentioned, that as sadhakas, we can, along with the holy name, we also have the, chances of getting connected to the Paramatma. So on a practical level, day-to-day life, how do we do that, Prabhu?
If you read Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter, 10th verse purport. The sloka is Tesham Satate Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam Dadami Buddhi Yohamtam Enamam Upayantite. In that sloka, in the purport, Prabhupada is writing a very interesting point. He is saying that if a person is having a bona fide spiritual master, and if a person is associated with a spiritual organization, but if he has still not made necessary progress, then the Lord from within will give them direction to make the progress. The second and the third paragraph of this shloka, if you read the purport, Prabhupada tells that Krishna helps that person. And the Paramatma realization, to realize Paramatma, as I mentioned, that when a spiritual authority, when a spiritual master comes and gives us an advice, or a Vaishnava is directing us to practice Krishna consciousness, we need to remember that it is Krishna's blessings upon us. It is Paramatma's reciprocation to our prayers. a Vaishnava in our life is the one who is Krishna sent, and the services that we receive in our life is Krishna's acknowledgement of our love. Because when we chant, we ask Krishna to help us, please engage me in your service. But then, Krishna engages us in the service only when we are empowered by Vaishnavas. So service have to be empowered, and when we get service and Vaishnavas in our life, we can understand that Krishna heard our prayers and are definitely interested in helping us move forward. So to realize Paramatma in our life, we need to know that if we are getting services, somebody call you and give you service, and if some devotees are visiting your house, so not just a social entertainment, it is about some serious Krishna Katha and some association and blessings, then we can understand that is Krishna's reciprocation to our prayers. Is it okay?
Yes, Prabhuji, thank you so much. We'll keep that in mind. Thank you, Prabhu. Dhanyavad Pranam.
Dhanyavad. Any other questions or comments?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for the wonderful class. I especially liked when you talked about what we speak and what we practice, and the impact of that on people around us, or especially the kids. So I know it's a day-to-day challenge for even me, but yeah, it's a constant reminder, and thanks for reminding that again one more time today. So Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Yeah, I just want to make a clarification. I didn't want to kind of intimidate anyone about what they are doing or not doing, but it's a very important note for all of us devotees that our first candidate to preach is in our house, as well as they are the tough ones, because Prabhupada says that to preach to your own family is not that easy. But then definitely since we have been put in such a situation, it should be our endeavor to set some example and help them out. And I'm sure other family, other devotees in the community should also help each other. It is like how a son won't listen to a father, but would be happy to listen to an uncle. So I think we are all a larger spiritual family. So if at all any personal family, any family needs some personal help, so they should help each other and try to support by bringing the kids in the movement into Krishna consciousness. It's a very important responsibility that we all have.
Absolutely, Prabhuji. Thank you. Are there any more questions for Prabhuji at this point?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Very beautifully said. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Such a nice words. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Koti koti dhanyavad pranam. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki jai. Thank you very much for your nectar and glass.
Thank you so much for patiently hearing us. So if there are no further questions, then probably we can end the session.
Yes, Prabhuji. So once again, Prabhuji, thank you for the wonderful class, and we are very grateful to you and really look forward to having your association again in the future. If nobody has any more questions, we would like to wrap up the call here. Vanchya Kalp Sarubhyascha. सर्वेभ्यः एव च सरितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. कृष्ण श्रीमद्भागवतं की जय. श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. श्री रामगधारी प्रभुजी की जय. हरे कृष्ण.
थैंक यू प्रभु.
थैंक यू.